ever had one of those experiences that, well, felt pretty miserable at the time, but later on it turns into a hilarious story.
Oh, definitely. Or the opposite, right? Just pure fun right there in the moment.
Exactly. So today we're going to unpack something called the fun scale. Basically, it categorizes experiences into type 1, type 2, and type 3 fun.
Type one being that pure enjoyment. Type two, the miserable but rewarding later kind.
And type 3 is just, well, not fun ever, but maybe makes a good cautionary tale.
Precisely. And we're going to use the scale to look really closely at urban mobility, specifically cycling.
Yeah, we're diving into Phil Wornath's work, especially his piece Shifting Gears. He talks about his own journey, moving from being a real car guy to an avid cyclist.
And he has this really interesting argument in another piece about why cycling, for many people, seems to get stuck.
Stuck where?
Stuck in those less fun categories, type two or even type three.
Ah, okay. So our mission today is to figure out how our city designs and maybe our own choices shape whether cycling is that joyful type one, a rewarding type two, or a challenging type three.
And maybe look at what some cities are actually doing to shift things more towards type one.
Makes sense. So Wornath's own story sounds like a perfect starting point.
It really is. And he grew up in Germany, describes himself as a total car guy, says his finance minister's first word was even auto.
Wow. Okay. Deeply ingrained car culture, then.
Absolutely. But then he moved, studied in Berlin and the Netherlands, and his whole perspective just flipped.
As so.
He realized our choices, our behaviors, they aren't just some deep personal preference. They're hugely shaped by what's actually available, what's easy and accessible around us.
So the environment matters a lot.
Immensely, he went from dreaming about cars to see cycling every day. It shows infrastructure can completely change that fun equation we were talking about.
That ties into his idea, doesn't it? This manufactured myth of motorized freedom versus creating a real freedom of choice ecosystem.
Exactly. It's about having genuine, appealing options.
Okay, so if we're aiming for type one cycling fun, that pure in the moment joy, what do Wornath and others say is, well, essential? What do we need?
For type one, it really boils down to seamless safety and just effortless flow. Think about places like the Netherlands or Denmark.
Right, famous for their cycling infrastructure.
They have these extensive, often separated bike lanes, urban planning that really considers cyclists from the start. Safety, comfort, direct routes, consistency, these are key.
Like smooth paths, not too many steep hills, and crucially, being separate from fast traffic.
Yes, exactly. Especially important if you want kids or less confident people cycling. When you have all that, cycling stops feeling like a chore or a risk. It just becomes enjoyable. Type one fun.
But as Wornath points out, a lot of cycling isn't like that. It gets stuck in type two or three. So let's talk type two.
Miserable at the time, but you look back on it fondly, maybe. The one beer story fun.
Yeah, the one beer story. Type two fun often comes from overcoming something genuinely difficult. Wornath talks about a sort of smug satisfaction.
Smug satisfaction, like what? Well, maybe overtaking a fancy sports car on your sturdy Dutch bike, perhaps. Or he even mentions carrying a kayak with his bicycle, something that seems kind of absurd or really effortful.
Okay, I can see that. Or maybe just a really long, tough commute on a busy road where you feel like you battled through it.
Right. The immediate feeling might be discomfort, maybe even a bit of fear, but the sense of accomplishment or just the memory of the sheer effort outweighs it later. It definitely builds character, as they
Build
say.
your character, right. But then there's type three, the not fun at all, not even later, just bad kind. This must be what cities absolutely want to avoid for cyclists.
Or absolutely. This is the real danger zone. Type three fun, or rather unfun, usually comes from infrastructure that's just plain inadequate or feels dangerous.
Like what kind of things?
Think about those awful multi-lane roundabouts where you feel totally exposed, or bike lanes that just suddenly end, dumping you right into fast-moving traffic.
Yeah, that doesn't sound fun at all.
And some sources highlight how safety concerns, especially the lack of protected lanes, really discourage certain groups more, like women, from cycling. They might choose not to cycle. Or if they do, it risks being a type three experience.
So it becomes a real question for
Yeah.
planners. How do you actively design out those awful type three scenarios?
Exactly. And that's the challenge cities are grappling with. It's way more than just painting a line on the road.
We are seeing some big efforts, though, right? Like Vision Zero in Sweden.
Yes, Vision Zero is huge. A radical goal aiming for zero traffic deaths by putting safety absolutely first. Or look at Paris with its massive Plan Velo.
That's the big investment plan. billions of euros.
Billions, yeah. Overhauling huge amounts of road space, taking it from cars and giving it to bikes, pedestrians, public transport, really expanding the network.
And is it working? What does the data show?
Well, the data from Paris is pretty compelling. They removed, I think, over 1,000 kilometers of car lanes, cut capacity significantly in some areas.
And traffic chaos ensued.
Actually, no. Overall congestion levels stayed surprisingly stable, which strongly suggests people are shifting how they travel more, walking, cycling, public transport.
So dedicated infrastructure, protected paths, secure parking, maybe even showers at work that directly tackles the reasons cycling might otherwise be type 2 or 3.
Precisely. It makes the safe, comfortable option the easy option.
Okay, so wrapping this up, understanding this fun scale, type 1, 2, and 3, it seems like a really useful lens for us, for you listening, to evaluate our own travel choices and how our cities are set up.
Definitely. And Phil Warneff's idea of a freedom of choice ecosystem. It's not just about having bike lanes exist. It's about designing them and the whole system so that cycling is genuinely safe and ideally joyful, pushing it into type 1.
Moving beyond just lanes to think about comfort, directness, how safe people feel, and importantly, removing barriers so everyone has access to that enjoyable mobility.
Exactly, making it equitable.
So here's a final thought to mull over. If cycling can build character with that type 2 smug satisfaction, but it also runs the risk of being a truly awful type 3 experience, what specific changes need to happen in your community? In the infrastructure, yes, but maybe also in the mindset, to push more everyday rides firmly into that type 1 pure in-the-moment fun for everyone.
That's the question, isn't it? Something to pedal on.